Unit 4. Caring for those in need. Getting started. Activity 1. Listen and read.
Hi, what's up? Why are there so many boxes in the library?
I'm preparing some Christmas gifts for secondary students with disabilities in the schools we visited 2 months ago. These are students with various visual, hearing, physical and cognitive impairments.
Cognitive impairments?
That's learning difficulties.
I have a neighbour who is blind, deaf and dumb and needs a lot of help to get around.
Well, you shouldn't use words like dumb or deaf. It's disrespectful.
I agree. There are so many students with a disability who have talents and skills.
That's right. And we need to help them to become independent, integrate in the community and achieve success at school.
So what are these Christmas gifts?
Last month, the youth union in our school had a meeting and decided to start a special Christmas gifts campaign to collect gifts for local charities. So far, the students in our school have donated more than 100 gifts.
That's great! Can students from other schools join your campaign?
Sure. A few other schools have already joined us. They have sent us textbooks, dictionaries, CD players, batteries.
I have an idea for a gift. A talking pen for learning foreign languages.
Great idea. What a meaningful gift.
Thanks, Maria. I'll talk to my classmates and see what we can do.